I know you want to fuck me. That much is obvious. You simply can't get enough, can you? Is it just my body that got you attracted? Is it my sensual voice? Maybe my confidence? Perhaps it was all of those things together? Whatever the reason, you want to fuck me, but you can't. It's not that I don't want it. We're just so far apart. It's almost impossible for us to meet and fuck. But you can listen to me, can't you? Like a good boy. As a matter of fact, you're going to, aren't you? You're going to listen. Because you love my voice. You love listening to my as I pleasure myself, thinking about you. And most of all, you love being told how to touch yourself, how to fuck yourself, thinking about me. Don't you? You're in heaven. It's a moment of sheer bliss, a fantasy that you enjoy more than anything else. And today will be no different. You will fuck yourself for me. You will pleasure yourself for me. And eventually, if you prove to me that you're a good boy, you will come for me. Fair warning, though, today will not be a typical jerk-off instructions audio. Today, I want to take you on a ride. A wild ride off the coasts of edging and denial. You will not come until you are desperate for it. If that's not your cup of tea, just turn this off. No pressure. I want you to be here happily, doing as you're told. What do you say, Pat? Are you in? Are you out? Yes is not enough. I want you to call me by my name, Miss Wendy. I want you to use it every time I ask you something, every time you address me. Yes, Miss Wendy. That is how you shall answer me. So once again, you're here because you're happily going to do as you're told, right? Good boy. That felt good. Calling me by my name, didn't it? It's very important that you remember to call me by my name every time. Do you understand? It's a reminder of who is in control. Who controls your cock. Who controls your orgasm. Now, I assume you're already naked. We've done this before, haven't we? Sometimes I have you keep your clothes on, though, so why don't you just take a minute, if you're not already naked, to strip for me? Go slow. You know I like it slow. One article of clothing at a time. Tease me with your skin, pet. Make me want to touch it, to kiss it, to lick it. Show me how you like to be touched. Not your cock. There you go. You can pause this if you need more time. Use striptease as long as it feels good. And know that this is something I make my boys do before I play with them quite often. Now that you're all naked, go lie in your bed. But don't start touching yourself just yet. That's right. Get comfortable. on your bed, naked for me. I want you to close your eyes and caress your body, not your cock, your body. You may caress every single part of your body, your skin. Oh, I love skin. Every part that's not your cock or your balls. Gently run those hands all along your stomach, your chest, your neck. You can move to your thighs and your legs too. You can pretend it's a lover, or better, me. Pretend those are my hands, my fingers, caressing your skin, touching you, feeling you everywhere, but where you want me to touch you most. I want you to purposely ignore your cock for the time being. Don't forget you can use your nails and the pads of your fingers. Be creative. I would. It might be hard already, your cock. It might throb. It may twitch. But you won't touch it, right? I said no. Tease yourself by getting close to it. So close. So close. Then feel your hands moving away. Don't forget your nipples. Why don't you pinch them? Twist them. Tease them. I want your nipples to be as hard as your cock. That's right. I want those little slut buttons to be excited, to be horny and needy. Your hands, my hands, sensually caress your whole body, and you shiver with anticipation because you know what's coming next, don't you? You should be shivering. The things I have in store for you, they're naughty. They're deviant. Just the way you like them. The way I like them. Now whisper my name as you caress your body for me. Whisper. To hear you whisper it as I caress my body, thinking about you and all the things I want to do to you. That's it. Fuck. You're such a good boy for me. Always so eager to please. I bet you can't wait to take those hands off your body and move them down to that beautiful, hard cock. But not yet. Now is not the time. You'll be getting closer to it, though. I want you to take one of your hands and delicately place it over your balls. Cup them for me. I bet they feel good, huh? Hold them in your hand and feel how full they are already. Massage them, rub them, roll them in your hands. I want your balls to be full and heavy for me. I want you to give me a big, big load at the end of this. And while one of your hands is busy fondling your balls, I want you to take the second and third finger from your other hand. I want you to suck on them. Suck on those fingers as if they were mine. Oh, warm, wet mouth. Moan for me as you do it. As you would be doing if they were my fingers in your mouth. I want them soaking wet. They are the lucky ones that will get to touch your cock first. While you are being a good boy and do that all for me, I'll give you a little something to enjoy. Something you like very, very much. Fuck. You like the sound of that, don't you? Don't you wish I was there with you, actually moaning in your ears? I know I do. But it's time to get to work on your cock now. You can leave your balls alone. Let your hand rest by your side. And the one with the wet fingers, move it down to your cock. I want you to rub the whole length using only the two fingers you were sucking. Make sure that every part of your dick gets wet with saliva. You can suck on them again if you need more. Don't forget to tease my favorite little sensitive spot right under the tip. You know which one I'm talking about, right? The one I'd love to flicker my tongue on if I was there. That's it right there. And while you do that, don't forget to thank me. I allowed you to finally touch your cock after all. I deserve to be thanked because you're a good, polite boy, aren't you? A simple thank you, Miss Wendy, for letting me touch my cock is enough. Say it for me. It will feel good. Yeah, that's my good boy. You are welcome. Now you can stop rubbing your fingers all over your cock, and I want you to grab it at the base. Squeeze it. Squeeze it hard from me. Hold it straight up in the air, as if you're just waiting for me to slide down it. Is there any pre-cum? Is the head of your cock getting soaked with pre-cum already for me? Sweat. I bet it might be. Fuck. I'm so horny this morning. With the other hand, I want you to rub the head and make sure it's covered in pre-cum. If you have a foreskin, don't cheat and peel it first. I want you to touch that sensitive head of yours, and I want it covered in that sweet, sweet pre-cum. That's it. I know it's sensitive, right? But I know it feels good. And I want you to do it. You want to be a good boy for me, right? Right? Oh, and since that's so, then I know you will do it. I'll give you a little bit more moaning as an incentive to keep going. How's that? Is the head of your cock covered in pre-cum? Is your hand too? Good. Keep holding at the base and keep squeezing. Now I want you to rub it up and down. That pre-cum hand from the head all the way down to the hand that's holding your cock. Cover that shaft that's damp with spit. Cover it with pre-cum. Make your dick even wetter for me. Don't go too fast. We don't want you too close to coming just yet. This is only teasing. We haven't even started etching and denying you yet. Take it as a kind of foreplay. This is what I would be doing with my hands if I were there with you. Add in maybe being tied to the bed so you can't move, but, you know, use your imagination. I want to tell you about all the things I want to do to you. How I want to suck you dry. Every position in which I want to fuck you. I tell you all those things. This is only the beginning of our game. But I can promise you the reward for finishing it is more than worthwhile. So keep rubbing pre-cum all over that shaft for me. Oh, so wet. Don't forget to moan my name every now and then. I love the thought of you thinking about me as you touch yourself. Of anyone who would hear knowing it. That I, Miss Wendy, control you and your cock. Not that pretty girl you see and talk to every day. Not the cute barista, your favorite place. Maybe not even your wife or girlfriend or crush. In this moment, there is only me. I think it's time to give you a little reward. You've been so good. You've been such a good boy. You followed all my instructions. I think you deserve a little something to prove you did good. You can let go of the base for now, and I want you to stroke your cock. I want you to stroke it really fast and really hard with one hand. Yeah, get yourself as close to coming as you can. I want you to be able to taste your orgasm, to feel it going up your dick, getting closer and closer to exploding. That's right. You like this part, don't you? Are you close for me? Because perfect world, just as you're about to come, I want you to let go of your cock. Right before the point of no return. Let your dick throb and twitch uncontrollably. You're so close to climax. It's just anxious. Perhaps there'd be one little drop of cum that still made it all the way up, that was ready to pop out of you. But you stopped it right before it could, so that one little drop of cum is just slowly sitting there, purling at the tip, maybe even trying to fall onto your stomach. As you resist the urge to give yourself an orgasm. Oh, that would be hot. I would definitely collect that drop and savor it while looking into your eyes. What's going on? Do you not like this plan? Do you not like edging for me? Oh, don't be silly. This is a game and you love it. You're not too frustrated I didn't let you come. You know me better than that. And I know that you love edging. You love it. You love it. Because that you know that if you edge for me, that once I give you permission to come, once you earn it, it's more intense than normal, right? You know that an etching orgasm, especially for Miss Wendy, is much, much more powerful than a normal one. And we both know that no matter what, you will do what you're told because you know that doing what I say feels good. And because you are my good boy, aren't you? I think you've had a long enough break to recover from your first edging session with me. Were you naughty in edging before you started this? You might have been. That's okay. It just makes this a little more challenging for you. It's time to get back to work on that beautiful cock. Wrap your hand around it again, but this time I want you to be slow and gentle, soft. Tease your cock by slowly going all the way up and then just as slowly go all the way down. All the way up and all the way down. So long, so hard. Up and down, just like that. Good boy. And of course, don't forget to moan my name as you do it. You are stroking for me. Don't forget it. You're stroking to me. I made that cock that hard, didn't I? And I control the way you stroke it. I know you want to go faster, to stroke yourself harder, to get back to that feeling you had a few minutes ago, but you can't. Because I don't want you to right now. It's that simple. Keep going as you are, ever so slowly. I want you throbbing in your hand. Twitching and leaking. But you must go slow. I told you, if you follow my instructions, like the good boy I know you are, it's going to feel amazing. I'll make sure you're perfectly satisfied. Listen to me. Moan, thinking about you being a good boy for me. My nipples are so hard and my panties are so wet. Oh, I love closing my eyes when I record and just thinking about what you're doing. Do you like it? Do you like listening to me moan while you slowly stroke your hard, throbbing cock? You do? Of course you do. You're such a good boy after all. Oh, yeah. A good boy. My good boy, it's time to edge again. Go fast as you can. Get yourself right to the edge of ecstasy once more. Remember, no coming yet. I know you want to come already, but I don't want you to. Not yet. Just like that. Oh, God, I love denying you this pleasure like this. It would be so easy for you to just keep stroking and come, but you won't, will you? You won't because you're a good boy who does as he is told. And because deep down, you know edging feels incredible. It feels so much better than simply masturbating to orgasm. Edging, denying that quick pleasure, only to receive it when you don't expect it anymore. Nothing feels better than that. You can be panting, grunting, squirming. Your cock might be throbbing and leaking loads and loads of pre-cum. And you're still going to edge for me. And you're thankful for that, aren't you? God, that is hot. You edging, denying, and grateful at the same time. As a matter of fact, you're so thankful. You probably want to thank me right now, don't you? Thank you, Miss Wendy, for making me edge for you. Is that what you're saying? Is that what's coming out of your mouth as you moan for me? It better be. You're so welcome. You know, I love nothing more than making my good boy edge for me. Except maybe edging him myself. But since, you know, the lockdown and everything, since I can't be with you, we'll have to do it this way. Such a shame. How I would love to see your face flushed as I bring you to the edge and keep you there for as long as I want. The sound of your voice as you moan and grunt and beg me to finally allow you to come would be music to my ears. It really is. And your cock hard. Throbbing, twitching, in my hands, in my mouth, until the moment I let it explode at long last. Oh, yeah. Talking about your cock, I think we should go back to giving it some attention. Why don't you hold it up with one hand? Grabbing it lightly, squeezing the base. Enjoy how hard and swollen it is. I did that. Enjoy how much it's twitching, as if it's begging me for attention. Like a little puppy. I want you to put your other hand right above the tip. Fingers pointing down. There you go. When I tell you to, you're going to lower your hand and caress that sensitive head of your cock with just your fingers very, very slowly. I want you to focus on how sensitive it is, how much you want to come from me. Are you ready? Good. You can start. Tease the head of that cock for me with your fingers. Experience that bolt of pleasure and lust running down the shaft into your whole naked body. You want it. You need it. But more than anything, you want to, you need to be my good boy. Don't you, baby boy? You know you do. You live to listen to me call you a good boy. You follow all of my instructions just so you can earn the right to hear me call you a good boy. That is what you like the most, isn't it? To be my good boy, more than coming, more than exploding in pleasure. You like to be my good boy, and you hope to come, but you need to be my good boy. Lucky for you, I do think you're a good boy. I'd even go as far to say that you're one of my favorites. Does hearing that make you happy? Doesn't it make you horny? If it does, then say it. Let anyone who might hear you know that you're not just any good boy, but you are my good boy, Miss Wendy's good boy. That's what you are. Now say it and keep teasing yourself with just your fingers, my good boy. I love that you're mine. Good boy. Now stop touching your cock. Take your hands off of it. For now. I want you to try something a little different. I'm sure you're going to love it. I want you to take two pillows and put one pillow on top of the other. Then I want you to either get on your knees on your bed or stand by the side of it. Whichever is the most comfortable for you. You are a good boy, so I want you in the best conditions to edge and tease yourself. I want your hard, throbbing cock to do something for me. It needs to be right in front of the pillows. Maybe by now you have a good idea of what I'm going to tell you to do. Maybe. And I hope you're ready for it, because you can't come yet. It would be a shame if you covered those pillows in your sticky cum, especially if you use them to sleep on. I want you to fuck those pillows for me. You have my permission to go as hard and fast, slow and gentle, however you like it. All that matters is that you don't come yet. Fuck those pillows as if you were fucking my soft tits or my strong thighs. I want you to moan my name as you do when you're teasing yourself. You're pleasing me. And when you're pleasing me, you're being a good boy. Tease yourself. Tease yourself for me. We've talked about how much you love being my good boy. If it's too much, if you feel you can't take it and you're gonna come, grab it in your hand and squeeze it as tight as you can until the need to orgasm subsides, okay? And then I want you to go right back to those pillows. So fucking them. Fuck those pillows. Give them the fucking you want to give me. Moan. Moan for me. Moan my name. Lose yourself in me. In the bliss. Be a good boy and remember. No coming. Just like that. Don't stop. Keep fucking those pillows. The thought of you going wild, giving me your best, fucking those pillows as if there was no tomorrow, is making me horny. I wish I could see you, watch you. I'd be riding over the top of the pillow, rubbing my wet pussy all over while you're fucking into it. look into your eyes and see all the pleasure and need you're feeling from me right now. I'd see how much you want to come for me, how much you want to be my good boy and not come until I allow it. Oh, I'd grow hornier with each moan you let out. Each time you say my name, every time you're moaning my name into my ears. Oh, my good boy. Oh, my good boy. I'm gonna come thinking about my good boy, like I would be coming all over your pillow. The pillows you're fucking, all over those pillows. The pillows you're fucking for me. Good boy. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. I'm gonna come. But you're still not allowed to. Understand? Mm-hmm. My good boy. Oh. Oh, just like that. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Fuck those pillows. When I come, I want you to stop fucking your pillows. And I want you to push your dick as deep as you can inside them. I want you to give yourself another edge with those pillows for me. While I make myself come. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, my good boy. Oh, my good boy. Oh, yes. Oh, you feel so good. Oh. Oh, fuck. Fuck me the right way. So close. Don't come. Don't come. Good boy. Oh God. Are you edging for me? Fucking that pillow. Oh God. Fuck me, that was good. You're such a good boy. You make me come simply by following my instructions, don't you? Thank you. My baby boy. Now I want you to slowly take your cock out of your pillows and stay there. Let's take a moment to compose ourselves together. Why don't we? We're still not done edging you. I want you to look down at your cock. Look down at how hard it is. How much it's throbbing. Why don't you admire it with me? The length, the girth, the bulge of your head, your heavy balls. Perfect. You got like that just for me, didn't you? Isn't it great? That's how you get when you're being a good boy. Now focus on the sensations, the feelings going through your cock. It's rock hard. It's throbbing. It hurts so good. It needs to come, doesn't it? Don't worry. Shh, shh, shh. We'll get there very, very soon. And you're going to climax for me, moaning my name. Don't hold back. Please don't hold back. If you feel like screaming it, do that too. And lie down again on your back. There you go. Get comfortable. And then take a deep breath for me. I'm going to make you edge one last time. And then, if you've been a good boy, I'll give you permission to come for me. The perfect reward for such a good boy. Mm-hmm. So I want you to grab your cock in your hand and stroke it. Stroke it hard and fast. I want you to get to the very edge of orgasmic bliss. And then I want you to ride that edge. You know what I mean. I want you to keep yourself at that very point when just a little too much stimulation can make you erupt. And I want you to resist the calling. Resist the need, resist the desire to give yourself that little extra bit of stimulation that will push you over the edge. Keep on edging yourself until I make myself come again. Just like I would be doing if I was fucking you right now. Sliding down your cock. Having you fill me up. And of course, I want you to say and moan my name the whole fucking time. Beg me to let you come. I can hear you already. Please, Miss Wendy. Please let me come. Please, Miss Wendy. And that edge to your voice. I need it in your voice, darling. I need to hear how desperate you are. Oh, are you on the edge already? Oh, I want you to be. Give me time to get warmed up with that hard cock. I want you to be riding this edge just like I'm riding you. I want you to be desperately needing this orgasm that I'm denying you. It's the only thing on your mind at the moment. You absolutely need to come, don't you? Oh, God. You're such a good boy. Good boy. You're not going to, are you? Not until I tell you to. You're such a good boy. You're on that edge though, right? You're so close to the edge for me that if I told you to come right now, you'd be coming on the very next stroke, right? And I don't want that. I want you to come whenever I want, when my pussy's ready, however I want, so you can fill me. I love knowing that I can control your pleasure, that I control your cock, that I control your orgasm, that I can feel you come inside me whenever I want. It gets me off. It gets me off so fucking good knowing that you allow me to take control, because that's what this is. Your gift. Me with control. This is a present. You're not a weak man, you're a strong man. Only strong men are confident enough to let themselves be dominated by tiny women like me. gets me off, knowing that you're stronger. And yet you follow all my instructions like a good boy. Oh, yes. Good boy. That's what you are. My good boy. My good boy who's edging himself and keeping himself right on the edge of a powerful orgasm. Such a good boy. Oh, to think you're even moaning my name right now, edging yourself to me, for me, moaning my name, being entirely mine. Oh, I love it. You're my good boy, and I'm going to come for you. Please make me come. Make me come by begging me to come for you. Please, Miss Wendy, come for me. Come for me, Miss Wendy. I don't care how you beg, but I want you to beg. Beg for my orgasm, because you're a good boy, and you know that my pleasure is more important than yours right now. And that if you make me come, I'll reward you. Fuck. I'll reward you by making you come. But not right now. I am going to come. But you're not going to. So very soon, I promise. Make me come. Make me come, pet. Oh, that's right. Make me come. With your voice. With your pleading. With your need. Oh, God. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, just like that. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, don't stop. I'm gonna come. Oh God. Oh wow. Do not move them. I want you not to stroke. I want you to thrust. Move your hips and fuck your hands, but don't go fast. I want you to do it slowly, teasingly. Take your time like I would. You're going to feel the orgasm build in your cock as you pump and pump and pump. Oh, so slowly. This time, don't stop yourself. You can let it happen. You earned it. I want you to come for me. Pump your hips into your hands and moan my name. I want you to be moaning my name at the exact moment you're coming, so that you know you're coming for me, that this orgasm is for me. You've been such a good boy, doing as you're told, etching, denying yourself, making me come. You've moaned my name so many times. This is your reward. Come for me. You're a good boy and you deserve to come. Feel it as you slowly fuck your hands. As your hips slowly go up and down, it's going to feel so fucking good when it finally happens. So just let it go. be a good boy and come. You want to come, and I want you to come. Are you going to come? Of course you are. You are going to come so hard, slowly pumping into your hands, saying my name, thinking about me, listening to my voice wrapping around your mind like a pussy around your cock. Let it happen. I want you to come. I want you to climax harder than you have ever done for me. And I want you to do it for me. Come on, my good boy. Come. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Oh. Milk it all out when you're done. How did it feel? I bet it was an incredible orgasm, just like mine, but remember, pet, it felt that good because you'd been a good boy. And only good boys get to come that hard. And you, my pet, my darling, you were one of them. But the very best part was knowing was that you came hard for me, that I get to put that in my spank bank. How did it feel? I bet it was one of the most incredible orgasms you've ever had, wasn't it? You know the secret now. It was that good because you were a good boy, and only good boys get to come that hard. Not selfish boys getting themselves off for themselves. Good boys who come for their mistresses get to come that hard. For me, the best part was that you came that hard for me. And now you know, even if I'm not here to fuck you, there isn't anybody who can make you come like I do. So next time you're alone and you feel horny, just say my name. Say my name and come for me. And it's going to feel just as good as it did today. Simply say my name.